All right, good evening. Welcome to the March 28th Finance and Governance Committee. I am the chair and my fellow committee members, Kate Kroller and Cynthia De Lestrinas Johnson. Let's go ahead and get started on the agenda. Item A, which is an ordinance regarding the Juneteenth holiday. And that is going to be presented by Ms. Bianchi, the Deputy City Administrator.
Good evening, committee members. Thank you for the time today. I think that the committee chair sort of summed it up here, but we are here to see whether or not the council is interested in changing the legal holidays for the city. I think, as you all are aware, the federal state has made that change recently, as well as King County, City of Seattle, and some other jurisdictions in the county and around the country. So just a little background, right? Our holidays are governed and they are listed in the Tukwila Municipal Code, section 2.52.030. They are purview of the council to make those decisions. As you know, holidays are often bargained with our labor partners, and just a reminder that we did concede adding Juneteenth holiday to the commanders, sergeants, and steel workers during this past contract negotiation. So the other thing that we noticed is when we were pulling this together, we found an error in the TMC. The TMC, as it reads today, lists only one floating holiday. It's been practice and policy for quite a while now to have two floating holidays. So we would suggest that if you go ahead and adopt the Juneteenth as a legal holiday for the city of Tukwila, that you that we make that change as well. And then finally, I know whenever an issue like this comes up, the question is, what is the financial impact? They are a little difficult to tell, but in talking with the finance director, we both agree it would be under $100,000 a year to do that. So if you're interested in moving forward, we suggest going to Committee of the Whole on April 11th. And then adoption on April 18th, if that's what you are interested in. So I'm here to answer questions. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Let's start the discussion. So right now it's being proposed to forward to CLW on 4/11, and then the regular meeting on 4/18. Start with Councilman Curley.
The only question I got is actually more focused on the floating holidays. How long has it been to, and how do we miss this? It seems like we would have had to have a council vote on it before.
I don't know. I can't. I can do the research on it, but that's how long it's been. So, right.
I just am not sure. So, people have been doing it, even though it's not codified.
It's in the labor agreements that it's two. So it's a conflict between labor agreements, policy, and TMC. So.
Okay. May I add to that?
Please do.
There's a resolution that addresses non-rep benefits, and it's also in that. So it's in the labor agreements, it's in non-rep benefits, and it was just missed in the code. There's a conflict there.
Okay. I have no other questions on the Juneteenth.
Great.
I don't have any questions either. I think this makes sense. It's aligned with also what the state is doing. Well, it's federally paid holiday. It looks like we've already a couple of our union groups are already, it's already in their contract. So and this is something that should be celebrated. We should celebrate as a city. So I do think that we should move forward with this.
Well, I mean, I would say it makes sense for us to figure out maybe how long it's been and then come back to another day, because I'm sure it's in human resource documents, then, you know, so just make sure it's rectified. But I think so a couple of things come to mind. When we started down this path, the first step was to kind of make sure that there was some kind of education and folks were informed. The work that the city put into that, I thought, was great. It's like really due diligence, it's awareness, the program last year. So it's not without research, understanding, and information. And I think that that's one of the best things. I was talking to someone who's in media, and they said, for years and years they had the celebration, but when they found out exactly, like, in detail what it meant so much more to kind of lift up the original purpose. And so I'm very comfortable with this going forward, especially for the work that we've done and will continue to do. Everyone comfortable moving this to the 411 COW? Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item B is approval of the GIS technician position for 1 year to support the completion of the public works as-built drawings project. So I believe it's either Mr. Bush or Mr. Panaconci.
So this is Joel Bush, Chief Technology Officer. I'm here to present this on behalf of Hari. He's not on the call, but he's supporting this. This is a joint venture between a number of departments, City Clerk, TIS, and Public Works. So when I presented my IT strategy and roadmap at the beginning of last year, one of those things was asset visibility. So we know where conduit, where drainage, where sewer is on the street, and it can easily be by access by staff and eventually perhaps maybe the public. So we got funding for a temporary 7-month position early last year, and we started down the path of making as-built viewability a thing. So we developed an application. We brought someone in to go through all our electronic as-built and map them in laser fiche so they can be discovered in a GIS map. So we're about 80% complete with that component. The next phase of the project would be organizing all of the paper as-builts so they can be scanned and then they can be mapped in GIS and laser fiche. So what I'm here today is asking for to continue this project with a 1 year contract to support it. And the funding for it would be 70% of the funds for this position would come from the Enterprise Utility Fund, and 30% would come from the General Fund. And Public Works has cost savings and has cost savings because they weren't able to fill all of their positions this year. So that would cover the 30%. So we're looking at this position would be a $30 an hour position, and it would cost approximately $100,000 with benefits. So I'm asking the committee to consider this item, forward it to the committee of the whole, and to the special meeting for discussion. So my apologies for the timing on this. I thought I had enough cushion to move this forward before our temporary position ran out of hours, and that's scheduled to happen next week. We started the discussions about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, but didn't quite get it done in time. That's why there's a rush to get this.
I just want to add the Council President did give preliminary approval to the expedited timeline.
Okay. All right. Committee questions. Let's start with
My question is really, what is the plan for sustainability, or is this really just a temporary project that isn't going to need ongoing funding?
So the plan is that's the phase three. So we need to build a control. So when we receive as-built, it's built into our processes to where, okay, when we receive new as-built, the next step is who's going to import those into laser fiche, who's going to map them in GIS. So that's a process discussion that we'll work through and where that control is going to be. But the nature of this work is very heads down and extremely, extremely focused. So it's not something you can really have staff do because it's very detailed work. But for staining, I see that fitting within existing processes and controls. It's just where that control is going to fit.
Okay. And just to refresh my memory, this was a planned budgeted thing, or we're just popping it in here because it makes sense to extend it for another year.
Public Works, it wasn't necessarily planned. It's something that came up this year. It wasn't planned per se, but it's an important project to have visibility of our assets.
But Joel, if I could jump in, they have salary savings to cover this, so they're not asking for additional budget associated with this.
So no impact.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, you both asked really good questions, and I would say that when I first got here, we just started the process for as-built and incorporating those. And to your point, like, it's basically kind of quality control and check, right? And it spans a certain amount of time. I'm comfortable with this. Kind of read the job description. I mean, it seems to make sense. Maybe one question is, do you feel like this job description will basically cover the duties of phase three? I mean, I know it's in partnership with PIS and Public Works, but.
No, I don't. For phase three, I don't think this role would like help develop processes to make sure as-builts are incorporated into our different systems and we can find them. This would be phase two, like going through all the paper as-builts and organizing them.
Yeah.
And getting them ready to be scanned. I think for phase three, it's a discussion between the permit center, Public Works, and PIS, how to best develop a control to make sure as we receive these as-builts, they're incorporated into our systems.
So as you said before, then that, to me, that's the next narrative that I think is going to be important to be developed as we get all this information. And then tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that the communication between TIS and Public Works has continued to get better as time has gone by. And maybe this is a project that could have been done a long time ago, but there are kind of folks that, I mean, I'll just say, since I've been here, like Public Works talking to parks more proactively, is this, you know, could you say that some of this is due to that, is like just really starting to say, hey, because on the flip side, there's an economic development piece here, right? Having access to as-built, that saves the general public money and businesses money when they're talking about maybe a redevelopment or expanding out or building.
And the public records.
And public records.
Impacts are huge, huge.
But I would say from this project, it showed just getting it kicked off, developing a tool, getting things incorporated into LaserFish, it showed a high level of collaboration between Public Works, the clerks, and TIS. It's like a very great team to get this role.
We'll expect the same in phase three. All right, thank you. That is all we have on the agenda. Any miscellaneous?
Yes. So probably starting back backwards here, but when we had the retreat last May, June, we asked some guests who had come from the King County Task Force Against Youth Violence Through Guns, and they changed their name to something Peacekeepers, Regional Peacekeepers. And we asked them for a budget, and they did assemble that budget. They kind of threw it at me at the beginning of the year, and I didn't kind of know where I was going to channel it, and we had our first meeting together because we had a lot of COVID interruptions along the way, and I asked them to re-forward it to me, and so they did. So today in a meeting with the mayor, I shared with him that piece. Laurel has a copy of it. I definitely am not pushing it here until I bring up the miscellaneous at the COW, but I feel compelled to ask her to send it out to you so you can look at it, and it's just under $600,000. And you can see what the various positions are. Just letting you know that information's around. I talked about it with Deshaun a little bit before this week occurred. And I definitely, the more we have gunfire up at that transit center for the light rail, and the more we see cases where fathers are protecting toddlers at gas stations, the more I think we are way behind the game. And the question to me is, how much is it as a youth worth? And I bet it's a lot more in the long run than $600,000. So I'm not saying we have to go with that amount. I just want you guys to be prepared to see that information. And if the rest of the council is interested, that it may come back around here for our budget process.
Yeah, only I think it's fine miscellaneous, and I think in the end we'll bring it up to CW. It'll probably come back here, and I think we factor that into our approaches. And then, I mean, I think to your point, like, you know, in general, we need to figure out how to rope all these things into our priorities and bring some innovation to bring down that temperature, because it's not just transit centers and gas stations, it's everywhere. And when it happens in one city, it's going to, you know, it happens in the other city. So anybody watching something, it's just a matter of time before it happens here. And so thinking about a diversified approach, as you mentioned, I shared some information with the chief as well, you know, hoping to have a real diversified approach to really kind of tackle what we're at. It's scary. All right.
We're down a little behind on our ARPA expenditures. Have we committed all of our funds?
Yeah. We're still working.
I want you to know that this qualifies under ARPA. In spades from what the federal government was telling us. I was back at MLC.
Thank you. Okay. Any other miscellaneous? All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.